大家回来柏林不好说，我是安九，
我是阿婷，
耶、yeah, 要延续上一集，我们来前情提要一下。
对，这是 EP07 的下集。那我们这个主题呢是在访问我们一个德国大叔朋友，
没错，他是我一个俄罗斯女生朋友的约会对象，Jan，52岁，但是看起来像40岁，
是
没错。所以我们在上一集的时候有提到说我们是怎么认识他的啊，然后他本人的人生哲学是什么，他现在目前的工作状况，
嗯，然后还有提到一下那个男生，德国男生当兵的一些规定。那其实我们最主要聊的是关于1989年柏林围墙倒塌那时候的故事，然后1990东西德统一之后人们相处上的有趣的事情。
没错，那时候混乱的年代，
嗯，
然后他是怎么看待这件事情，然后在那个年代的背景啊，他在做些什么事。
对
对，好，那今天我们下一集呢主要大主题就是要讲纳粹。没错，好，他那时候怎么讲的？
他那时候我们一问他，想要问他纳粹这个议题的时候呢，他说嗯，其实我是在1968年出生的，
对，
就是在二战已经20多年之后了。
对，
然后他就说他其实根本就不知道纳粹当时实际上是做了哪些可怕的事情。
没错，
对，
所以我们就还是想说，那你还是可以说说看你对于纳粹这件事情的想法。
对，其实我们一开始是问他说我们想知道德国人对于纳粹的态度，就他们的看法是怎么样，然后他就说嗯，其实没办法得到一个很统一的回答，就是当然每个人都有不同的态度，而且不同年纪也会不同的想法。
对，不过他要讲到一个重点，
对，
就是其实纳粹的这个出现和诞生也是因为大家选举出来的。
对啊，
其实这是重点耶。
对，
就是因为他们也是民主的当下，那也他就说其实没有无一家庭可以被幸免，说什么你跟纳粹无关。
对，
其实每个德国人都有参与到某一部分。
对、這個、因为他有说那时候就是有人说纳粹就是一个外来的政权，然后他们来欺压德国那些贫穷的家庭什么的。
没错，
那他就说其实不是这样，就是大家其实都有责任。
对，
嗯，
然后他说在这个政权这个社会制度下他个人是非常反对、
对，
因为他个性就是一个非常自在不喜欢被服从，那纳粹的话就是要听希特勒的话嘛。
对对对
对，所以他也是，然后还有这样打打杀杀、
啊、
当然谁会赞同、对啊，然后对他来讲很特别的是、在他听到的一些德国人的在旅游的时候很不喜欢说自己是德国人。
对，
其实我真的能理解，他就说、他就说他有一些听到的德国人在旅游，在泰国旅游的时候会说、自己是从丹麦来或法国人、就是因为怕被外国人说、你这个纳粹。
对，
但还好他自己不介意，因为他就是一个很幽默的人。
对，他就知道他自己在干嘛，他说他不介意跟别人说我就是来自德国，因为他知道自己是怎么样的人，然后他不怕，
对对对，
不怕被讲。
像我在这边，你不觉得我是自己很常被开亚洲人的玩笑啊？
嗯，
但我也是一笑置之，一开始就觉得说、你在说啊 fuck、这样子，
对，
我骂脏话，然后说你这很烦这样、后来就发现其实他们也只是开开玩笑，
对，
甚至他们有些可能当时状况，可是可能又更敏感一点。
嗯嗯嗯，
你说你这个德国人，那你是不是纳粹？其实好，要是我是德国人我可能也会觉得很烦、不想跟大家提及这件事情，想说硬要跟我无关，但是其实套用到现在我也是常被开亚洲人的玩笑、那其实一笑置之其实更能够轻松应对这种敏感的话题，
算是一个智慧。
没错，一笑置之好不好？
对、
然后就接着我们说，那纳粹精神还继续存在吗？在柏林或德国其他地方？
然后他说当然，而且其实它不是单纯是一个德国的问题，世界各地都会有这种精神，就是比较保守，然后稍微就是比较歧视外来种族的人的这种看法。
对，因为纳粹也不只是单纯是指德国、
对，
纳粹精神这个、这个定义就是本来就是歧种族歧视。对，那我觉得各世界各地应该都有这个问题吧。
对啊，就是我们之前讨论过的歧视的那一集，就是就连我们亚洲人一定也会有歧视的问题啊。
对，
我们会歧视别人这样子。
没错，像是他就有讲到一个非常对的态度，我就应该面对歧视呢 就像我们之前有讲过、嗯、就是站出来面对，
对，
然后勇敢发声，
嗯，
因为其实常常就是很难有个中庸之道的解决方式，但就是只能说避免跟那种激进分子或者种族歧视很严重的那种外国人互杠。像是其实我们有说过，在东柏林还是有一些非常的新纳粹的人，
对，
那那种人比如说对你说一些吐口水的动作、嗯、或者是对一些不礼貌的一些言语的话，其实你也是就是不用再跟他们再争辩、嗯、
对啊，说不定你会有生命危险，
我觉得会有耶、欸、之前不是有跟大家说过有人被拿枪真的威胁这样，
对啊，
拿枪不是拿刀啦、
嗯、
这边不能有枪，
对
对，
所以就是面对歧视的问题，反正就是你心正你就不怕，
对，
然后就像你刚刚说的，其实没有一个正确的解决方法，那你就是找到适合自己去面对的一个态度，
对，
嗯嗯嗯，
没错，他就面对那些嘲讽啊态度，因为他本身自己非常国际化嘛，
对，
有去过西班牙，有去过美国纽约，
嗯 嗯
我就问他说，那你有没有那些受到歧视的言语啊，或者是非常调侃，就是被调侃被嘲讽，说
嗯嗯，
欸，你这个德国人这样子，
嗯，
然后他就说他也就是一笑置之，
嗯，
甚至有办法开玩笑回去，
嗯，
我觉得他真的很有办法，
对，
我就说我在里面就是问了他一句很好笑话，我说那面对那个纽约美国人，
嗯，
你是怎么开玩笑回去的，你怎么 fight back，
嗯，
因为毕竟那时候也没有什么也没有 Trump， 他就是回答不出来，
对，
对他说，我就说，啊，你是不是有开玩笑说你在 in and out 胖子，要不然知道怎么调侃美国人啊？
对啊，
这也蛮难的吼。
但他有说，他其实不是把那个回复对方的这个动作当做是反击，
对对对，
他就是用一个调侃的态度，
开玩笑的态度，把这个话题赶快带过，这样。这是蛮聪明的，哈哈，也是一个蛮聪明的方式，
對啊對啊，而且他有说到他其实因为他比较喜欢穿特别一点的衣服，比较彩色啊，然后而且他还擦指甲油，就是穿着比较特别一点，比较不像典型的德国人，
没错，
所以他其实也是德国纳粹会攻击的对象，因为他们就比较保守，
对啊，他穿的很不工业风，他穿的其实蛮特殊的，
对，
这个大叔他就是在大家会看到我们 Instagram 有 po 他的那个个人形象照，
嗯，
他常常就会穿那个领带，喔，领结，
对，
就是什么丝巾，然后打个蝴蝶结，喔，这样在前面，然后戴那种他自己设计的手环，子弹手环，啊，
嗯，
然后擦满指甲油，对，他是指甲油，他的公司有出产指甲油，
嗯，
这样子，然后他就是一个非常很酷的一个大叔，
蛮特别，
对对对，所以才没有人说被说很像德国纳粹，因为德国人的穿着其实就非常工业风，然后极简，
对，就简单朴素的，
对， 对对，简单朴素，然后脸部不怎么有笑容，然后他就是狂笑啊，感觉就不会被攻击，就是没有人想要攻击笑脸人，不是吗？
哦，
对，然后他在柏林的话也好像也没有什么传奇故事，对不对？我记得我问他，
对，因为我们其实好像有点期待他讲一些柏林的传奇故事
或鬼故事之类的，我就想说，有没有什么鬼故事我想听，
嗯，
对，然后他就说没有，所以我就只好问他说，那你总该去过 KitKat 吧，这个柏林前三知名大 gay club，
对，
这样他就说对啊，去过，
嗯，
然后就遇到一个很好笑的一个女生，
他就说他在有一个酒吧突然遇到一个女生来过来跟他讲话，对，他还讲出他的名字，
对，
他说他叫 Sosha，
这女的蛮闹的，
他说他一开始还以为是一个很 hardcore 的蕾丝
边，就没想到，他其实蛮好笑的，
嗯，他说他那个女生就主动来跟他说笑话，而且那种笑话是很什么很性别歧视吗还是什么，
对对 对， 對，非常性别歧视，
对，然后很 nasty， 很
naughty，嗯，这样子
坏坏的笑话，
对，
而且说很好笑，然后那女人是其实是要来跟他要啤酒喝，就反正他讲笑话然后他笑他就要请他喝啤酒，
对对对对，
反正他们就聊一聊，后来那女生就问Young说要不要一起去 KitKat，
对，
那个女生说但是去之前你可能要
换衣服，
对，
她说你穿得太像 Vanilla Cream 还是什么，
对对对，
就太奶油小生了，因为你知道大家去 KitKat 的话就是要穿得非常的，怎么讲啊，性暗示衣服吗，那叫什么，kinky fetish， 我又忘记，恋物癖，
对，恋物癖，
对对，就是那种非常的 皮革类啊、嗯、那种你可以拿鞭子的那种、嗯、然后拿面戴面具戴狗链随便你越怪越好这样子，所以他就是帮那个伊兰全部打扮一番，然后两个在一起去玩这样。
对对对
啊，至于柏林最有名，应该全世界全欧洲最有名的 Berghain 呢、嗯、他本人是有去过一次，
嗯，
但也不是说很喜欢那边，
对，
只是纯粹说证明自己，哦，我可以进去，
对，
因为他讨厌排队，我也超讨厌排队的、
啊，谁喜欢排队啊？
但 Berghain 就是真的要进去，而且我现在认识 Berghain 的 bouncer 的，
哪一个啊？
我的一个好，我就是买衣服买到认识那边的老板娘、
嗯，
然后老板娘呢就是很酷的一个女生，她就我就跟她聊说，哎、欸，那在疫情前你是都去哪里玩？
哦、
她说我都去北开，因为我北开我有那边有朋友，她会把我 put 在 list、哦。我说 take me there,、
嗯、
I'm with you next time after the lockdown,、
嗯、
please take me。然后她说 of course,、
嗯、
我是怎么样都要跟老板娘维持关系
好好
，lockdown 结束
对，
我一定要去到北开。就上次有去排过一次，跟天使还有那些室友，
对。
太多人了你知道远处这 bouncer 就在看了、
嗯、
你这个人可不可以进去，
对，
所以就没机会这样子，
对，
我只排过一次，
嗯嗯嗯，
对，那真的是要做好心理准备
对啊，
就像我之前有一个朋友啊，她是一个中国妹妹，
嗯，
然后她是我们同样同学校的人这样子，她就去排在 New Year's Eve 的时候去排，她排四小时、欸
嗯、哦好疯哦，
很疯啊、okay.对啊，北看就是这么的热门，然后排四小时，你有可能还会被拒绝哦。
对啊，你排到门口，然后就 no。
对对对，接下来呢，我们还问了亚一个最好玩的一个问题，
嗯、
我觉得就是他实在看起来太年轻，
嗯，
他真的看起来五十二，他是五十二岁，可他看起来真的像四十岁，
四十几、嗯。
对对对，因为我还有问其他外国人的想法，
哦、
他们也都以为他才四十几岁、
嗯，
就很难想象他已经有一个21岁的儿子和16岁的女儿。
对，
对啊，他甚至还跟我说什么他已经准备好当爷爷了，他就是觉得他随时准备好。你看，就是这种自在的，你知道内在的那个强大是不是、
嗯、
这样自在的心，
对，
应该这样讲，
对，
他就说保持年轻的方式就是其实心智年龄请降低就是你可以慢慢变老，但是你的那个年轻的心，
嗯，
童稚童什么童子之心哦，
对，
不要遗失，不要忘记，
对，他就说他甚至还觉得自己才19岁，
对啊、
嗯、
我觉得这个还蛮酷，因为我现在我还是觉得自己是25岁，我跟我实际年龄没有知道差很多、
哦、差一两岁，
差一两岁，可是我觉得他19岁是不是太 over
太多了
差太多难怪他现在跟我朋友在 dating 哦，对，我朋友27岁而已，
真的，
对，他们就是个父女恋，
嗯嗯嗯，
但是完全他们两个看起来没违和耶，
完全不会啊，
因为那女的看起来是够成熟，而且是内心非常强大的一个女生，
嗯，
其实非常 tough 的，
对，
一个人就是没有在没有很多钱的状况下，没有父母的资助，像我有父母资助的情况下、
嗯、
在柏林靠那个短时工作这样子自己在这边生活，
嗯，
是蛮苦的，
对啊，
就没有像我一样这么轻松、嗯、但是就是可以可见他多 tough，
对，
所以他们两个配在一起你不会觉得很违和，就不会很像妇女这样、
嗯、对对对，
也是因为外国女生比较成熟，看起来比较成熟，
对啦，
对啊，然后她说她还喝了 buttermilk，
这个我不知道营养的成分在哪，
对，就是在超市我是常常看到啊、
嗯、
我在刚刚跟她开玩笑说什么 butter and milk、哦、你加在一起，因为像比较子弹咖啡但其实我在开玩笑，就是反正 buttermilk 可能就是比较甜，然后比较我觉得是脂肪含量很高的一种奶
哦，
对，可能她吃那样才能长高长壮吧，
然后有一些胶原蛋白
不知道耶、欸、就好的油这样子
对对对，
因为我就觉得你不觉得外国人都长很高吗，
对，
我觉得都是因为他们从小吃乳制品，
吃很多 cheese、
就是、对，吃很多 cheese 啊什么的，然后就说他吃 buttermilk， 说不定就是因为这个脂肪含量高嘛、
嗯、
是好的油，然后里面有蛋白质，他如果喝很大量吃很大量这种东西，
对，
高脂肪高蛋白的话，那就是身体好啊，
嗯，
身体好肌肉量够脂肪低，体脂肪低，你看起来就是年轻，
真的要运动，
对，像他本人就是每周上健身房5到6次，
对，超多
的，这个真的超比一般年轻人还多耶、欸、
嗯，
很多年轻男生在练也是差不多5、6次没错啊，但是就是更大部分根本就是没去啊对啊，你连52岁的大叔都不如耶、欸、赶快动起来吧你老婆，你以后老婆，你女朋友的下半子幸福就像这个大叔看齐，告诉
真的
他到现在可以 八到二十七岁的女生，就是因为她每周上六次健身房，还不赶快学起来。我以后就一定要这样教育我男朋友和我老公。
好、
哦，他说你给我报名起来，这样，不然赶他去健身，赶快叫你男朋友去健身房。刚对，告诉他一样的一个传奇，这个也是 legendary 好不好？他刚刚怎么自己不讲？
自己
myself is a legendary，
对对对，
对。然后还有说他保持青春年轻的一个秘诀，也是因为他常跟年轻人相处。
对，
就我有发现说他跟他儿子和他女儿，就从我朋友的口中得知，
对。
他女儿啊，儿子啊，从小就会跟他分享很多事情，但他不是用家长这种以大
长辈
的这个态度去教育他们、反而是用朋友的方式，
對，
就很像我妈跟我的关系、所以说我到现在什么事都会跟我妈分享、像比如说他女儿的话13岁就是跟他说爸爸我想要吃避孕药
哦，真的哦，
对，就是那种你知道每天吃的事前避孕药，然后他非常震惊、但
是
他把这个震惊放在心里，与其指责他女儿说不要这样，不如陪他真的去拿药，
对啊，
跟他讲说那你吃这个药该注意什么，然后这个男生怎么样怎么样值不值得，你怎么样这样子去付出之类的，就反而是站在女儿的这个年纪的这个角度去跟他一起分享他的生活还有大小事，
陪他解决事情，
对对对、我觉得这样子的话当然小孩子会跟你愿意当朋友啊，
对，
跟你分享什么事情都跟你分享，对对，对，他也是因为这样吧，所以就女儿儿子啊跟他分享很多有趣的事情，学校生活，那这样、他当然吸收到很多年轻人的资讯，他不会退流行的，
对，
跟这社会他不会脱轨，对，然后就是个性，我觉得个性还有身体的因素要素，造成他现在这么的年轻有活力的外表，
对、
这样，可是他就是说他这样子的个性也有缺点，
他说其实有时候也会被其他人觉得他可能没有那么认真，
对，
或是甚至说他是小丑啊，或是你是怪胎这样子，
对，因为他真的跟普通德国男人有点不太一样，
对，因为你想一个52岁的大叔如果穿成那样就是很特别啊，
而且讲话就是很好笑，就是没有稳重的感觉啦，
对对对，
我说真的，
对
对，可是稳重我也不需要表现出来给你看啊，只
要
有
内心
稳
重，
内心强大其实就够了，
对啊，
对，那他对他说会被人家觉得不认真小丑怪，我觉得这无所谓，他一定也觉得无所谓，
对啊，就像他被人家说纳粹他也没关系啊，
没错，像正常和怪你想当哪一个，
正常
就知道你要选正常我就选怪，
真的、
我不想当正常人，正常人就是就这样，我要当怪人大家才会记得我我就是要活得有特色
对啊，
对对对对，为什么我会问他怎么保持年轻的样子的样貌，就是因为我想要为一些亚洲女性我发问，因为我们常常比如说我爸好了，他根本没在运动很少、那我相信很多妇女甚至是不用到妇女，我们这个年纪的另外一半、那个男生根本也不再去运动了、我想说你这么年轻是怎么维持的这样子，然后他就跟我说好，他有一个建议，想要找有钱又会运动身材又好的男人的女人们的一个建议，这样、
对，
就是呢去阿尔卑斯山滑雪因为他说80%-90%都是男生，
对，他说滑雪这个运动很多男生，
没错，因为他又不便宜，因为他就是一个 package，就是一个什么这样一个方案、一个包套套组
类似套餐，
对，所以这样，所以你要去滑雪你可能就要住在一个非常贵的 resort， 就是可能就吃的啊和都在里面这样子，那当然就不便宜啦，
对
对，所以说他就邀请我，诚挚邀请我，不是，我是我自己邀请我自己，
你就听他听他讲完之后你就超兴奋啦，那边拍手
带我去然后他自己说他自己是一个非常好的 wingman， 大家知道 wingman 是什么意思吗？wingman 就是一个他跟着我去要帮我找男伴的一个人，就是帮我、
小帮手
小帮手小帮手，就是助手、
对
這樣子，对 wingman 这样帮、我找帅哥，可是他有跟我说就是可能在滑雪的时候因为大家穿雪衣那个外套，所以就很难看到里面的身材如何，他建议我去桑拿啦
他 他说如果你在外面挑的话，你就会有一个像在选惊喜包的感觉。
我最讨厌惊喜了，我要很确定。
好，那你们就去三温暖。
我这必须去三温暖，你跟 Marcus 一起来啊。Marcus 当我 wingman。
好，可以可以。
对，他就跟那个一样一起。像蝴蝶一样跑跑去帮我找 Wingman， 对对对，好啦，希望明年以前我已经那个了，好不好？就脱单了，就不需要这件事情。
你应该很想去吧？其实
我就算我脱单了，我还是会去，没有，就是不管有没有脱单，都还是要去，想要看一下到底那边桑拿长怎样。对，好啦，反正就是今天啊，想要继续听我们和Yan的实际采访他的过程呢，
嗯，
请继续听下去。
对，后面有下半段我们当初的英文聊天内容，
对，很精彩，很好听。
对
对，好，那希望今天呢大家喜欢我们跟Yan的采访过程，
嗯，
和内容。
你喜欢吗？
我喜欢。我觉得他超酷。
你喜欢哪一个部分？
我最喜欢他那个说东西德合并，
哦，
然后文化大冲突的那里，
对对对，
就是上集我们聊到那边。然后你呢？
我也是最喜欢那一段，
真的哦。
对，我一开始就最期待听那一段，
对，很酷，
对，很特别。
对，然后还有，当然还有他维持年轻的方法
哦，
以及他告诉我这个 tip， 就是要去阿尔卑斯山滑雪。
对对，
这个我都会铭记在心，
真的，
是我明年的一个必做 list， 好不好？
明年冬天就会在那个阿尔卑斯山遇到安久。
对，欸，要不然来堵我
啊？你不是要开团？
对对对，欸，他说可以开团，这个样大叔人真的很好，
对，
他超嗨，所以说不管你不限年龄，好不好？安童嘛。安童妈妈先说谢谢你，就是说我们音乐很好听，那我知道你这集有可能你也在听，那你可以跟我们一起去。
安童妈有说什么？直接这样邀人家。
对啊，人家老公会生气。
安童妈是一个我们前几天在 Apple Podcast 留言上面看到的一个评论者。
对对对，里面有很多我们的亲朋好友啊，还有一些不认识的人帮我们 留的言，我们都非常的开心，
非常
感
谢。
对对对，请大家多给我们指教。
对，
还有在私讯，不要吝啬于私讯我们，给我们一些主题的 idea， 看你们想听什么。
对，
我们不好说给你听。
对，
那我们下次见。
好，记得 Apple Podcast 按我们五颗星，追踪我们的 Instagram，
对，
账号是 Berlin Hard to Tell， 那边除了 Podcast 资讯之外，我们也会分享一些我们生活的照片、影片、有趣的东西。
对，真的很有趣耶。之后还会有一个大企划要发表，请大家准时收看收听我们的频道。
好哦。
对，还有我发现那个订阅数有增加了，谢谢你们。
真的。
对，但是可不可以再更多，就你们听完之后请不要忘记按个 subscribe。
对对对
对对对，一个键，救救，不是救救我们，就是支持我们。柏林不好说。
是。
对，好啦，那谢谢大家的收听，
谢谢大家，
下次见，
拜拜，
拜拜。After this topic, we would like to ask you about.
Okay.
Not.
Nazi. But Nazi. Yes. Well, I'm born in 68. I'm born in 68, so I'm not sure if I'm the right one. But yeah, ask me.
Yeah, okay. Like we want to know how's the German's perspective towards Nazi. Like, do you like always avoiding talking about this topic, or you have positive?
No.
attitude?
No, no. Like, let's.
You feel okay.
It's the thing is like this. This answer, you cannot give a general answer to
yeah.
this question.
You personal.
Because
yeah,
there's.
Yeah, personal.
Yeah, I'll give you my personal answer in a second.
Yeah.
But there will be. You will find many people of different ages that have very different attitudes towards these questions. And my personal attitude, I mean, obviously, as I said, I was born more than 20 years
yeah.
after the war.
Yeah.
So I only know what Nazis are or what they did
mm-hmm.
from stories of my parents, of my grandparents.
Yeah.
And surely my grandparents were also involved with this because everybody in Germany was
yeah,
involved
yeah,
with this.
Yeah.
I think if you, like, people try to... try to sometimes describe this as if there was like a foreign, almost alien force coming over Germany and basically put the Nazi regime onto these poor people of
yeah.
Germany,
mm-hmm.
which is not the case because there was an election and they voted the Nazi party and they many, many millions of people supported this and millions of people put their dreams and hopes in this. So I would say there's not a single German family who had not some type of involvement. Like, I'm not saying
mm-hmm.
that every German, of course, not every German was running around with a knife and killing people on the streets.
Yeah.
Of course not.
No, mm-hmm. of course not.
But just as a general support mm-hmm. of the regime, an admiration of
mm-hmm.
the regime, I'm sure has happened in almost every family.
Yeah.
And for sure, in mine, it has. I amongst my grandparents, there was a strong loyalty towards the regime between the 33 and 45. Obviously, becoming less and less and less, the more the situation worsened. But that was that. My personal attitude is I totally oppose this. I, of course, like it is entirely against my attitude towards life. Like I told you before, I consider myself unemployable because I'm very bad in taking orders.
Yeah.
Mm.
And if you're bad in taking orders, Nazi regime is not really for you.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's, I don't know, does it answer your question?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not really surprised, are you?
No. I know you will be open-minded to talk about this issue. This topic, yeah. But
well, there is... I mean, it is absolutely correct of you to assume that there might be some reluctance to speak about this.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I was younger and, let's say, traveling to Thailand or so.
Yeah.
Mm.
There were Germans who said they are from Denmark
okay.
or from Netherlands.
Why?
Just not to be asked about the Nazi question.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yes. And I never was like that because I don't care. You know,
yeah.
you ask me and the question is pretty quickly answered.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, but I know that, but that has not been the case anymore
yeah.
since a very long time.
Yeah, I think nowadays yeah. every of my German classmates, they are okay to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
Even in class, right?
Yeah.
I mean, your classmates, they were born like
in
the
90s
or
yes,
early 2000s.
Yes.
So
they are okay.
They should be.
It should be. So do you think like Nazi spirit is still in Germany?
Of course. And not only in Germany.
Like
think,
in Berlin?
No. Well,
there's still some
Nazi. I personally, again, have not really experienced
yes.
it. I'm sure I would be a desirable target for Nazi violence even because I run around with like colorful clothes and I wear nail polish. So I don't really fit the exact description of a good German.
Mm.
So, but... And I'm sure there are these. I'm sure there's plenty of these problems happening, and plenty of discrimination or even violence. Of course, you see it everywhere. Fortunately, I personally have not suffered
yeah.
from this, which does not mean at all that I want to talk this
mm-hmm.
down or want to belittle this. I know there's a lot of people who have major problems with this, and it does. Yes, it does exist in Germany, and it's very, very bad. And I want to. I think we should really stand up against it. I don't know if confrontation is the right way
yeah.
mm-hmm.
or integration is the right way.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, I have friends that say they will never ever talk to a right-wing extremist because you just don't talk to them.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's really the best way. I don't know. But I think it's not a German problem.
Huh.
I think it's a problem almost everywhere.
Yeah.
That you always have certain part of the population that sympathizes with totalitarian society, totalitarian leadership, and whether you call it Nazi or some other name for it, I mean, the desire for a very, very strong leader that makes all the decisions and has the power to make everything right, quote-unquote.
Mm-hmm.
I think that desire exists among a certain percentage of people in every country.
Yeah.
So from your past life experience, have you encountered any sarcasm from other people towards you, like, you're German, you must be Nazi?
Of course, yeah, of course. Yeah, but that's okay. I have no problem with people making jokes about me. I make jokes about other people too.
Okay.
And now you could consider that a racist joke.
Yeah,
it's
racist
a joke,
yeah.
Against me as German, but I also don't, because I can laugh with you about this,
yes.
Because I know who I am.
Yes,
I know
yes.
what I am. I know
yeah.
what my beliefs and values are. So we might as well joke together about Nazi.
That's
like
not,
I can jump into like this joking, like, and maybe make it even reinforce it.
Okay.
You know, you come to me with this joke and I will
throw something back at you.
Which
yeah.
will be even stronger, you know.
Okay, for example, American have this joke to you, what would you fight back? How do you fight back?
I would give them even more.
Okay,
like,
what did you give them?
Like, I don't, it's hard for me now to come up with an example.
They don't have Trump back then, so how do you joke back?
Yeah, well,
you this in and out burger fatso, you like that? Like that.
Oh, I love In-N-Out Burger.
Okay.
Myself, we didn't have a lot of them in New York, unfortunately. Just
yeah.
in California. Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, jokes about certain cultural specialties or cultural that happens all the time. You know, jokes about the French or jokes
about
the Belgians or
yeah. Spanish. How you lived in Madrid? How you joke back? Like, Madrid.
Oh, actually, the Spanish didn't really so aggressive or sarcastic. No, maybe they had their own fascism.
Or
much
maybe
more
they are
recently.
More friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe they're more friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. And okay, aside from the Nazi topic, let's talk about something more relaxing. Tell us some interesting stories about Berlin and some interesting life experience that you got.
About Berlin,
yeah. Some legendary story. Do you have some legendary story?
Story.
No, I don't know.
Like, sorry.
For example, like Kit Kat.
The Kit Kat Club. Yeah, I was in Kit Kat Club, of course.
It's a legendary, no?
yeah. But that was actually really funny because I had only heard of the Kit Kat Club all the time and I was never there.
Yeah.
And then I was at a bar and I spoke to this girl and she was very like she came across very rough and very butch, like I thought she was like a hardcore lesbian and because she was making jokes that I considered even for a man to make these jokes, like because they were very sexist and very anti, like they were making fun of sexual abuse of women, even sexual abuse of children, and she was making
That's
these jokes.
Brutal.
It was brutal jokes,
brutal,
and I thought, okay, wow, what a woman! Like, and it was like I have to say, unfortunately, I don't remember the jokes because they were really funny. They were really, really funny, and she was basically she wanted free drinks, and basically she came up with this deal that she gives me like very, very nasty jokes, and I buy her a drink for whenever I laugh.
Yeah.
And so
you're funny. Give me one beer.
Yeah, it was Zosha her name was Zosha. She was working as a roadie and like for a concert thing. And she had this also this saying, like the rules of the roadies was if it's heavy, lift it. If it's liquid, drink it. If it's wet, fuck it. So that's what she said. Okay. A moment. And great. So anyway, I thought, okay, this, if anyone in the world, this is the one I can ask to take me to Kit Kat Club.
Yeah.
So because she will surely know everything about it and she will know how to get in and everything. And so I asked her and she said, yeah, of course I can take you to Kit Kat Club if you pay for the taxi. And I said, of course I pay for the taxi. And I said, well, then first we need to change your entire outfit because the way you are dressed, you look so much plain vanilla. You're not ever going to get into Kit Kat Club. And whoops, I said, okay, let's do it. And then we went to her house and she gave me like a blue latex pants and a dog collar, and yeah, and then I went into Kit Kat Club. Well, nowadays Kit Kat Club, of course, has changed its location 2 or 3 times.
Yeah,
it's at an entirely different location. I was there again a few times. They still are very selective in terms of like what's your outfit like and how do you come across, what kind of an open-minded attitude do you portray. However, I must say that it is much more become a tourist Disneyland kind of experience compared to
old times.
But that's always the case, you know. Old people, they will always tell you about the good old times.
What about Berghain? Have you been there?
I have been in Berghain once.
Old time or current?
Only once in the entire time, because I don't like standing in line.
Yeah.
When I come somewhere and I see like a line, and which basically suggests me I will have to wait for 2 hours until I then need to convince somebody that I fit the description and I fit the requirement. I did this once just to be able to say, yeah, I did it. And no, then never again.
Was Berghain already there before your reunification? Or after?
No. It was after, of course. No. Berghain was after I came back to Berlin in 2004. And I think my Berghain visit was in 2006 or so.
Okay.
Maybe 2007.
It's already had a long queue.
Oh, yes.
And Sven is already there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Wow, he was like so many tattoos like nowadays.
Not only tattoos, like entire metal, heavy metal selection all over his face.
He worked there for so long. Wow.
Yeah, but he was not only working there, he was also working in another club called Rio, which was on Chausseestraße.
Was it still existing? Was it still existing nowadays?
No, it's not existing. No. Rio is no longer there. And I was in Rio more often. Yeah, the Berghain thing is, it's really about the lines. Like, I don't stand in lines.
That's why we need to know the bouncer.
Yeah, but even if you know the bouncer, then, I mean, this is Berlin, then there's like 200 people who know the bouncer. And then there's again, among the people who know the bouncer, is again a line. The line may be only half an hour, but there's still
a line.
So
half an hour is okay compared to 2 hours. If you normally you have to line up for two hours to 3 hours.
Yeah, okay, maybe it's also like I don't see the benefit, honestly. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you know, I go around the corner to my favorite bar.
Or house party. At your place. It's gonna be funny.
Yeah, also that.
Also that.
So I'm sorry, I don't have much legendary stories for you. No.
But yeah, you have talked. You have tell us a lot of interesting story already. So
good.
Yeah, I like them. So the final question. Why are you looking so young and energetic? Since I cannot feel our age difference while talking with you during the all conversations. Like, okay.
Well, thank you for stopping. Yes. Thank you.
It's a really praise. I cannot stop it. You say don't stop when praising you, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're so young, energetic, and like you...
Passionate, please.
Very, very. Like, I cannot feel like you're 50 something.
Right? I'm 52.
Yes, and yeah. He looks like 40 or even younger.
Oh,
like
wow.
All of my friends
well,
say
thank
that.
You.
How
I have
come?
To also tell you.
What's your secret?
Well, from all the Taiwanese yeah. ladies that I have ever met.
Yeah.
You two are the most beautiful, most
you.
Passionate.
He only know two of us. So there's no database.
No, thank you very much for the compliment.
Yeah.
And yes, and you know you are right, of yeah. course. Maybe I come across not like a 52-year-old granddad. I'm
You're
sure
not.
I'm not.
You're not granddad.
No. So, but I could be. I mean, my son is 21. My daughter is 17. I could be granddad in
yes,
a couple of years,
yes,
which I'm looking very much forward to. the thing, though, sometimes it's really true. Like sometimes I feel like I'm 19 or 23 or something. Like, it's like
it's this, about mental age, right?
Yeah, I think. I hope. I mean, I also drink 1 pint of buttermilk every day.
Buttermilk.
Maybe that helps.
Really?
Yes.
What is buttermilk?
Buttermilk.
Milk.
No, you buy it.
Okay.
You buy it at the supermarket.
Okay, buttermilk. Yeah, I know
buttermilk.
That. Yeah.
So, and yeah, and I drink a lot of beer. That
okay.
may help too.
Okay.
And I surround myself with young people.
Yeah, that
mm.
helps.
All of that helps. So. I'm not sure if it's reproducible by just anyone. It may also have to do with your character or
yeah.
your genes.
Yeah,
genes. But also the thing is, it's not always only to an advantage, you know? It can also be a disadvantage. Like, you're being taken less serious if you come across very young. Or sometimes I'm also being regarded as some type of a clown. Or
yeah.
a freak.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Because you're relaxed. I can feel like talking with you is super relaxing. Mm. You're a chill person.
I'm chill, yeah, yeah.
I think personality matters.
Yes, it does. Well, thank you very much. You said a lot of very nice things about me.
Yes.
And it is actually proof of your very good knowledge
yes.
of the humankind.
Yes, I'm really intelligent.
And your empathy and your intelligence.
People. Yes, thank you so much.
And your generosity. Your generosity. Thank you very much for sharing.
And you also do gyms a lot. Like
I do what?
Sports.
Yes.
Sports.
Yes. I go to the gym when it's open. 5 times a week,
oh,
maybe
five
6 times a week.
Wow,
maybe.
That's why.
Like almost every day, yes.
You need to exercise more to have a good figure and good energy, right?
Well, too bad that this is just a podcast. No?
I'm asking this for Asian women. Like, they are suffering from the not powerful men. So, like, go, dude, go
come
to the
Berlin.
Come to Berlin.
Come to Berlin.
Find
no,
a Berliner man.
Actually, no. I have an advice for
okay.
women. For women that are looking for a guy.
Yes, okay.
okay.
Old ladies or?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Young ladies, old ladies
yeah.
that are looking for a heterosexual,
mm-hmm.
sporty man with
yes.
not too poor, having a little bit of money. And having a little bit of free time at the hand, the way to find these
yes,
guys.
Yes, yes.
Where
let
do
me
we
know.
Find these guys?
Yeah, where do we find them?
You go to the Alps in winter and you do a skiing vacation. Because
I'm going, yeah.
skiing is very much a male-dominated activity.
Mm.
In some of the skiing areas, it almost feels like a big gay club because there's 80 or 90% guys, but they're not gay.
Oh, wow,
so,
that's so straight, okay.
Yeah, so if you go there as the only female, you pretty much have the selection and the choice and you can do whatever you want and like everybody will be wanting to buy you a drink. And,
really?
Yes. And the guys that you meet there, of course, they are a little bit sporty and fit.
Athletic.
Because otherwise they wouldn't be skiing.
Yes.
Okay. They also have a little bit of money because skiing is expensive.
Yeah.
Yes, what a good tips. I'm going this winter, although it's lockdown. I'm still going.
Well, this winter it's lockdown. I mean, the thing
so
is I go,
open?
Even though I'm not looking for a guy.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to ski each winter like 4 times or 5 times. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I'm also not looking for a lady because there are no ladies
yeah.
in
there
skiing.
Are no, lady.
No, no.
But
really.
Do you consider yourself as a good wingman?
Of course.
I'm gonna.
Of course. Come with me, I hook you up.
Yes.
You just tell me. You just tell me the hair color and the age approximately, and I fix you up. No problem.
Wow, that's
100%.
Okay.
Yeah, it's guaranteed.
When are you going?
Actually, I'm booked on December 12th. Is my first trip, but the flight has already been cancelled due to COVID.
Yes. Mm.
The hotel reservation is still up. And so far, the plan for the ski area is to open on December 6th.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody knows.
Yeah.
Could also close down. Or maybe we are going to be under a curfew. Maybe I cannot even leave my house on this day. So I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
But
next year,
you can certainly come with me and then...
Yeah, that's planning a ski trip.
Yeah, that's it. It's really it. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's
much
wonderful.
Better. The disadvantage is,
yeah,
they're all like packaged in these huge jackets, so you can't really see what you're getting. It's busy much like a surprise package.
Oh,
you know?
No, you're... I hate surprise sometimes. Okay, so that's
why. Or we pick them out in the sauna.
Yeah,
that's
sauna.
Sauna.
Sauna, man.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to sauna. I don't pick a man while skiing. That's dangerous.
Yeah, you go in the sauna in the ski resort. That means you have the skiing crowd and you see what
something,
you're getting.
Yes.
Not some, everything.
Everything. Okay.
Okay, that was the last question, right?
No, actually,
oh,
additional
one?
Question. Like my personal question. How do you feel when dating a young lady? Compare.
Great, but great. It's nothing about age. Like I met in my life young women and older women, and I think it's just numbers.
Okay, what about Russian lady?
Oh, Russian lady is really the best. I must say, I have not had the luck to meet a lot of Russian ladies, but I guess I probably have met the best of the Russian ladies. And they are very special because they combine passion, admiration, and a lot of cultural background paired with intelligence.
Yeah, really a sexy race, right?
Oh, very much so.
Yeah, Russian women too. Do you feel sometimes overwhelmed or totally okay? I'm easily dealing with.
If I'm
Russian.
Overwhelmed,
yeah.
By the Russian ladies,
yeah, sometimes you feel tired.
Well, I grow with the projects.
You grow. With... Okay, do folks.
Genau.
Do tier. Okay. Thank you for sharing every story with us, and we had a wonderful, great time with you, Jan.
Well, thank you very much. I had a wonderful time with the two of you.
Yeah, it's our honor.
It was my first threesome with two Taiwanese ladies.
Yeah, we feel super satisfied. Awesome. Thank you for your service.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Bye bye.
Thank you, Jan. See you next time.
Next time. Bye bye.
Bye bye.